Kernersville is pursuing a different form of economic incentives to attract business. Could you just describe what that is?
I think we can sort of describe it as a very principled form of economic incentives, and that is they're going to help companies come to Kernersville, and they're going to help companies expand if the money that they are investing also helps the community at large. And so really the only thing that Kernersville wants to support in the form of economic incentives is infrastructure. And if you're a company coming in, they're going to ask you to build the roads, to extend the water, and extend the sewer lines. And once those lines go in and the tax rate comes out, they will reimburse you for the costs of that investment and that expense for the company.
So how does that kind of incentive compare to the typical incentive agreements?
Well, there are lots of different incentives that are out there, and so some of them are based on how much you invest in your factory, for example, because you'll get tax base back as a result of that. So if you're going to invest $20 million, they're going to give you maybe $1 million tax break for investing that much. A real popular incentive that counties and cities in the state has is offering a certain amount of money per job that's created. So if you create 50 jobs, you might get $5,000 per job or more than that, and you get that as you create the jobs.
Now, we're talking about forms of incentives right now because there's a deal on the table in Kernersville, the Deere Hitachi project. So what's the background to this development?
Well, Deere Hitachi has been in Kernersville for a long time. They make the big earth-moving equipment, you know, the backhoes and the big tractors, and it's a very successful plant. They're looking at a huge expansion right now, some $80 million, and they're asking for incentives from the community in which they have been operating for, you know, really for the better part of 20 years. Forsyth County has already approved $1.1 million in incentives for investment of machinery and for the jobs that are to be created. Kernersville saying, yeah, we'll give you some incentives if in the land that you're going to be developing for this expansion, you put all the infrastructure in. So we all will remember, if we've been around here a few years, the Dell deal. This was one of the most richly incented projects in history of North Carolina. They were promised $250 million in incentives for infrastructure, for equipment, and for jobs. Now, 3 years into the opening of that plant, they had over 1,000 employees. 5 years into the opening of that plant, they had no employees. So the investment and the incentives that went into creating those jobs was potentially lost. Now, there was a deal on the table that made them pay that back because they weren't open for 5 years. But a lot of times when you pay for equipment and you pay for jobs and the company fails, you've lost all that. But when you've paid for infrastructure, that's there for future use.
Do you know, are there other incentive offers besides the county and the municipal ones that would apply to this Deere Hitachi deal?
Yeah, there's a real popular one that the state makes available. It's called the One North Carolina Fund, and this is purely for jobs. So they offer you an amount of tax rebate based on the number of jobs you create.
How has economic incentive policy changed over the years?
Well, it's really changed a lot, and it started changing, say, 15 years ago as this process really heated up and the states and communities were all bidding against each other, and the companies were really able to get money up front. They were literally able to get tax dollars like up front when they agreed to come to a community. Right now, almost nobody gives money up front. Everything is performance-based.
So bringing it back to Kernersville, how is this policy working for the town?
You know, it's really interesting to look at because, again, they're sort of taking the high road with this. They don't scramble to get anything that they can get. And the town manager, Curtis Swisher, will say that we've lost a number of deals because we haven't been more aggressive with our incentive policy. But Kernersville has the luxury of being really ideally located in a moderately growing economic region. There are always going to be a place that businesses are going to want to locate because it's between the three cities of the triad. So they have this policy in place that says you build out the infrastructure and it helps everybody, we're good with that and we'll pay you back for that. And really, if you look in the last couple of years, it's really worked. So whatever they've lost, they've won the FedEx Ground Hub, which brought infrastructure out to a business park that's now really primed to grow more because the roads are built and the water and sewer is extended. The hospital that went in there, the new Kernersville Hospital, is another example of this. They built the roads, they extended the water. And now they just got this huge deal with the VA hospital that really was looking elsewhere around the state and picked Kernersville. And it's going up right across the street from the hospital, which had all these infrastructure improvements. So this is sort of a long-range plan, a long-range policy, and it seems to be working for the town of Kernersville. And it really is incentive that sort of pays itself forward.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.